So today, Divine Light Ignite Part 14, we're going to take one more little tangent. Yesterday we did spiritual protection. Today we're going to look at spiritual senses. Just something we need to work with before we really start to ignite our divine light. Because not everybody has the same spiritual senses. You know, what we have in our inner landscape is so natural to us that we just assume that that's what everybody has. And some people are, for example, incredibly visual. They'll close their eyes and immediately start to see things. And if they ask for a vision, they get it and they see and they know. And some people are like that. Some people are just not visual at all, and then they think, you know, what's wrong with me? Why am I not able to see things that everybody else can see? And we're all a little bit different. So today I want to take you on a short adventure into your own spiritual sensescape so that you can understand that as a human being, as you know, when you are in this body, you are a visual being, because more of your brain, there's more visual cortex than there is brain devoted to any other of your senses. As a human being, other animals are different. Human beings are visual, so our language is all in terms of the visual. We speak about things in terms of the visual. So when I lead you on meditations, I'm telling you about things that you will see. And those of you who are not visual then feel very cheated, but I'm not seeing these things. So what do we do about all this? Visualization for the non-visual and so on. So I want to show you something about that today. If you'd like to close your eyes, arrive in your body, and just as you begin to relax into your body, I'd like you to begin to become aware that though you might be alone right now in your room, in your meditation corner, wherever you are, that is what's happening with your body. Because you are joining in this meditation, you are actually also energetically, spiritually, somewhere else. And that somewhere else can slowly become present for you. You can slowly become aware. Just allow your awareness to slowly expand into the somewhere else. And I'm going to suggest some of the attributes of the somewhere else. One thing is that this energy body of yours is sitting in a green field, sitting on beautiful soft grass, on a vast green field. But you're not aware of the whole green field right now, just the soft grass underneath you. As your awareness slowly expands, you become aware that there's someone sitting to the left and someone sitting to the right. Just become aware of them. Feel their presence. Know that they're there. Become aware that you're quite comfortable with these two people. They're not intimately familiar. They're not old friends or anything like that. But you know that they are here for the same purpose that you are here for. They are here for igniting the divine light. They are here for the greater good. They're here to join in this amazing process with you. And so you feel comfortable with them. You enjoy their presence. You're happy that they're there. As your awareness slowly expands, you become aware that obviously there are more people on either side of your friends to the left and right. There are more people. They form a huge circle. And so if I tell you that for this first circle, the first group doing Divine Light Ignite, the ones doing it with you in this first run through, there are 1,200 people. It's a big circle. That's circle number one, the circle you are in. There are other circles, both bigger and smaller, circles concentric outside of your circle, so people sitting behind you in a circle, people sitting in front of you in a circle, all the way in this vast collection of circles within circles of people all sitting. And the field is vast and it's full of people, beautiful souls, all carrying their divine light, all ready to ignite that divine light. Then I invite you to just take a moment to interrogate how it is that you are perceiving these people, this situation, this field, these circles. Do you feel like you're seeing it? You feel like you can just know it, feel it, sense it? You see, it doesn't really matter. These are your inner spiritual senses. You don't have to get stuck on, I'm seeing or I'm not seeing. There is knowing, there is feeling, there is sensing. It's all the inner spiritual landscape, the inner spiritual perceptions. And we're going to deepen that experience of spiritual sense now. I'd like you to become aware of the light. And I'd like you to bring a portion of that light. Shine a portion of that light. You can bring your hands up to your heart and shine a portion of that light into a little bubble which you hold in your hands. And become aware that as you do this in a synchronized fashion, everybody in all of the circles is doing the same thing. How are you aware of that? Can you feel it? Can you sense it? Can you see it? You see, it doesn't matter. You just know it's happening. Now you're going to take this little packet of light and you're going to take it in your right hand and you're going to place it in your right hand on your right knee, holding it, holding this little bubble of light. And then you're going to take your left hand and you're going to reach to your friend on the left. You're going to reach for their bubble. And you're going to take that bubble and let the one on the right go as you take the one on the left. You see, you're moving the light to the right. And as you take this light from the left, this bubble that you've just received, and you hold it in your hands, you can put it with your light in your heart. And you'll notice there's no sense of rejection or of wrongness. It's, oh, somebody else's light and we're mixing light. It's all the same light. It's all divine light. And this, the energy of the light moves through the patternings of our being all the time. We're constantly engaging in this transfer of energy. And so as you find yourself here in this circle with light that has been shared, you can simply allow yourself to be in this part of the circle. Sit in meditation. Allow your awareness to broaden to the others that are with you. Feel their presence, feel the community spirit, the sense of belonging, the shared experience. Allow your awareness to move around the circle to see who else is here, and you'll notice in different parts of different circles, different things start to happen. Some start to hum and sing. Some start to stretch and lie down. Some, you can see what happens. Just see, be, feel, experience. This is an exploration of your inner spiritual senses. Allow yourself to imagine. Take wing and fly, if you wish. Do whatever you wish to do for the remaining 10, 15, 20 minutes of this meditation, however long you wish it to be. And then I will see you tomorrow.